Welcome to episode number 16 of Become a Guitarist Today with myself, Adam Roach. This is part two of Musician Users Around the World. In this episode, I talked to Crispin from Cape Town, South Africa. I also talked to Wael from Jordan. And then I've got two of the heavyweights from Musician, Jonathan Reichhardt from Canada, and also Alexis Neary from Vancouver, Canada. Now, both of these guys give great insight to using Musician and how to use it with teaching as well, and also how to get the most out of Musician by using the practice mode. So let's go over to my first interview with Crispin from Cape Town, South Africa.
My Musician username is Chris Rocker.
Yep.
I've been using Musician for about 2 months now.
Oh, okay.
At the moment, I'm on Musician level 4. The guitar.
Yep.
For the lead guitar, I'm on level 6. And then the knowledge path, I'm on level 4. And then the rhythm section, I'm on level 2. I actually just finished level 2 today.
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah, so, I've been practicing every day for the past, 2 months since I've signed up on Musician. And but I'm actually an experienced musician. I come from a classical music background. My dad taught me all my life. So the knowledge comes easy. I wanted to take on the guitar as well as an extra instrument. I took on guitar as an extra instrument, other than the violin, which I've been playing for almost 30 years.
Oh, wow.
My experience with Musician, the nice thing about it is that the interactiveness, the interactive way of learning, it's really amazing. And because also what happens is there's that backtrack with all the other different parts, the bass, the tenor, and the alto voices, with all the other instruments. And it kind of leads you, and you can actually hear the harmonies while you play. So it's a very interesting way of learning a new instrument, and it actually gets you up to speed.
Yeah.
So my experience with Musician has been great so far, and I think I'll be using Musician for quite a long time.
Yeah, that's good. Very good. You're up to level 2 on the rhythm section.
Yeah, on the rhythm section. Yes. I've actually been concentrating on the knowledge path and the on the rhythm section a little bit more now.
Yep.
And in between, I jump on the lead guitar section a little bit in between, because obviously I have to develop the chord progressions and learning to switch between chords and also developing sense of shape for all the chords.
Yep.
So that's what I've gained so far, and my experience with the rhythm section, and I've been enjoying it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's my number one priority now. Because, my full-time job, I'm a software developer. When I come home from work, this is the first thing I do.
that's excellent.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so how are you finding the chord changes? Is it hard or not too bad?
It's not so bad because, like I mentioned, I am an experienced musician, and I do play violin as well. So on violin, you have a thing called double stops, triple stops. So you kind of use 3 fingers or 2 fingers or even 4 fingers at the time to play chords on the violin.
Yep.
So for me, finding the shapes of chords isn't really that bad or difficult in that case. But it does take some time and practice to actually remember the shapes of the chords, and being able to shift from one chord to another chord. It's going to take a little bit of time for me.
Yeah.
Because also the guitar is a little bit different to the violin, because also the ranges between the strings. On the violin, the open strings are G, D, A, and E. And then on the guitar, it's E, A, D, G, B, and E.
Yeah.
So already between the E string and the B string, there's a 3rd or 4th difference between the violin and the guitar, from the highest strings, you know. So I'm still getting used to that, to remembering that, okay, I'm playing the guitar now, and when I'm playing on the violin, I have to remember that, you know, that just that little bit of a difference between the strings.
Yeah, oh, good. Your next section on the rhythm section, you got the C chord and the G chord and then the power chords. Do you do power chords on violin?
Not really on the violin though, but I think it's more suited for the guitar chords. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you. No problem, Adam.
So I hope you guys enjoyed the interview with Crispin. Now before we go to Jordan, let's have a listen to one of the packages I have available from my website.
I just want to announce I am giving everyone 1 month free access to my closed Facebook group, Become a Guitarist Today. So in this group, you'll be able to ask free weekly questions. You can request songs or techniques to learn, ask any questions to do with guitar playing or the artists that I've interviewed on the podcast. I'll be doing some videos of guitar techniques and different songs that people request. So it really is like having guitar lessons, but for free for 1 month. So that way, once you do try it, you can see what it's all about before paying for any of the other packages. So the packages go like this. Package number one, you pay $2.50 and you get access to the group for 2 months. So don't forget the first month is free. And then for another 2 months for only $2.50. Then package number two, after your free first month, pay another $5 and you can get access to the group for 6 months. Package number three, pay $10 and get access to the group for 1 year. And you also receive a copy of my band Busted Up's CD called Traveling Man. Then the final package, package number four, is the full membership. So this is a bargain. So pay only $20, receive my book, Become a Guitarist Today, which has been selling for $15 to $20. You'll also receive a lifetime full of access to the group, Become a Guitarist Today, on Facebook. And you'll also receive a copy of my band, Busted Up CD, Travelin' Man. And for this, you're only getting for $20. And don't forget, the first month is free. So check it out, make sure it's what you like. And if you like it, sign up for one of the packages. And there we go.
Now over to Wales to find out exactly where is Jordan in the world.
So where exactly is Jordan?
Actually, it's in the Middle East. It's actually, you can locate it in the south of Europe.
Okay.
If you're familiar with geological.
Yeah, yeah. What's your username on Musician?
Actually, it's the same name on Facebook as every other website I'm into. It's Wael Alaraj.
Yep.
Without a space.
Yep, yep.
I'm now level 10 lead guitar, also the same as rhythm guitar.
Ah, so you're a professional.
I wouldn't say that I'm total professional, but I would consider myself as advanced.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's some tricky things in level 10, so that's really good.
And that's right.
Yeah, and how long have you been playing on Musician for?
I've been playing on Musician for 1 year. Yeah, 1 year.
Yeah, and had you played guitar before Musician?
Never.
Oh, really?
Actually, before I took... before I was going with Musician, I took some private lessons for 1 month, as I remember.
Yep.
It was 2 hours every week for 2 sessions.
Yep.
Actually, all I knew was how to move my pinky. That's all what I got from these private lessons. Yeah, the tutor was absolutely careless. I was going to their school. We used to be 3 students on one teacher only. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have any time for all of us.
Yeah.
That's why I ended up with finishing my month and started with Musician.
Jeez.
Never took any private lessons after that. Yeah.
That's really amazing.
Actually, I didn't spend all my time on only Musician. I browsed YouTube, Google, some players on Facebook I was following and followed their channel. So my education was not basically on musician, if you want me to explain my education.
Yeah. I mean, still to get to that level in 1 year, even, you know, musician or even just with a teacher, that's really good. I mean, that's what I do for a living. I teach guitar. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen anyone get to that level in 1 year. So that's really good.
You know, I used to play musician for approximately of 2 hours a day, something like that. And my weekend, I used to spend up to 3 hours, 3 hours and a half. I used to have much more time to spend on guitar.
Yeah. So is there anything that you found to be really hard, like especially without a teacher, that you find was a bit difficult in any of the levels?
Yeah, actually it was the bar chords. I can't remember. Yeah, I hate bar chords actually, but it's actually a good technique to learn. But I used to spend on musician learning them approximately for 3 weeks, as I remember.
Yep.
Also, the very first time I was going to these bar chords, I hurted my wrist, so I stopped playing for 1 day until I recovered.
Yep.
So I got back to the lead part. I left the rhythm part for some time. When I felt like it's time to get back to the rhythm, it's not fair to go only for lead guitar. You should learn some rhythm. So I get back to bar chords and kind of nailed it,
yep.
If I want to say. Yeah, I nailed it, actually.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, if you've gone to the next level, you must have.
That's right.
So that's probably the main thing, the bar chords. Like any of the lead playing, if was difficult, or they come okay?
Yeah, I had some trouble with bending.
Oh, yeah, yep.
No, yeah, I was sometimes going over-bended, or sometimes I don't even reach the target note, the target bended note, actually.
Yep.
So it was difficult for me to maintain a good bending up to reach the same note they required.
So was there anything when you're playing musician that you weren't you weren't sure about, so you had to go to like YouTube or other sources to find more about the technique?
Oh, yes, sure. The hammer-ons, yeah. No, not the hammer-ons, pull-offs, actually. Yeah. I didn't recognize what should I do when I watched musician. So I browsed YouTube for some tutorials other than musician.
Yep.
And I found out everything I needed for this technique.
Yeah.
Actually, I used to have a trouble also with pull-offs.
Yeah.
But now I like pull-offs, actually. It gives me a smooth play when I play the guitar. I don't have to pick every note by itself.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So pull-offs is very good technique to learn.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're doing, fast playing, the hammer-ons and pull-offs and slides.
The legatos.
That's right, yeah, legato, yeah. Who are your main influences in music in general? Like, any favorite guitarist?
Actually, absolutely. It's Kirk Hammett from Metallica. Yes.
Yeah. So Kirk Hammett.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, good. Have you learnt any Metallica songs, not with musician, but outside of musician?
Yeah. I learned the intro of Master of Puppets.
Yep.
Also, I learned the finger picking of Nothing Else Matter.
Yeah, that's great.
I learned the riff from some riffs from Fade to Black. Yeah.
Oh, Fade to Black. Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of those songs, they're great exercises in themselves, like Fade to Black.
Sure.
Yeah. Nothing Else Matters is really good to learn.
Yeah.
Just to get that finger technique as well.
Finger picking. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It's good for finger picking technique.
Yeah. No, it sounds like you're doing really well then.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn every day. Anything possibly that comes on my way, I try to grab it and make the most of it.
But yeah, by sounds of what you're doing, you know, with musician plus YouTube and other things, it's doing really good.
Yeah, that's right.
So, do you have any favorite songs to play on musician?
Absolutely. It's Wishing in the Night. It's a drop D song.
Yep.
Actually, I'm having a trouble with its solo because it's a level 12 song, so the solo is very tough for me.
Yep.
I reached up to the tempo of 80%, and my hands are freezing. I cannot keep up with the speed.
Oh, really?
But I'm practicing it. Yeah. But actually, I'm playing the riffs. mostly I play the riffs. I like the riffs. It's level 8 song, a drop D. Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's a very nice one.
Oh, excellent. Now, thank you for this.
No problem. You are most welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you for this opportunity also, Mr. Adam.
Oh, no worries at all.
It's my pleasure to be with you on this podcast.
Yeah, and I look forward to talk to you again soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks again, Wael. Now let's go over to Jonathan Reichhardt from Canada.
Hey.
Hello there.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. Yourself? Just your username and what level you're up to on Musician.
Well, username is my name, so Jonathan Reichert.
Yep.
And level 10, yeah.
Yep.
On the piano side, I think it goes up to 14, level 14 or something. But I don't play the piano one quite as often as the guitar.
So do you consider yourself more of a guitarist or a pianist, or both?
My interest in musician are for guitar. I'm not really on board yet with their entire piano syllabus.
Yep.
Okay. You know, like I teach piano very differently than what I'm seeing them do, you know, so.
Yep, yeah, for sure.
But, I mean, I play both instruments equally.
Yep.
And do a lot of gigs on both instruments. So, pretty equal, I guess.
Yeah. And do you teach guitar as well?
Yeah. I have 45 students for guitar.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
And all the rest of the piano?
Yeah. Maybe like 10 piano students. Yep. It's a little bit less popular these days around here anywhere where I am. Lots of guitar interest.
So yeah. You're British Columbia, aren't you, in Canada?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm half an hour from Vancouver.
Okay.
A little bit of a smaller area.
Yeah. I know my brother's wife's from Calgary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. A little bit colder.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So do you use musician with teaching as well, with your guitar students?
Yes. Yeah, I have pretty much every student I have now. I've switched them over into musician now.
Yep.
I tried teaching with it with just a few students to see how it kind of works, you know?
Yep.
And then just this past year, I've switched everyone over to musician. I just like the teacher. Do you teach with musician as well?
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
I like the features. So
yeah,
like especially being able to give assignments and be able to check in on them.
Yeah,
that's pretty neat.
yeah, they get a bit scared when you first tell them, "Hey, I can check how much you've been practicing."
Yeah, I tell them that right away.
yeah. And so with all your students, what's the average amount of time you think they practice on musician a week?
It's pretty various. Like I'm actually surprised a lot of them don't practice more.
Yeah.
You know, with how much fun they have when we're actually in our lessons together.
Yeah.
They get really excited and we have a lot of fun and so it's various. I was just gonna load it up on my phone here.
Yeah. No worries. Yeah.
I have one family that's three brothers.
Yeah.
And they just max it out every day. It's just like full green bars every day, all day.
Yeah.
Like last week, I assigned them 3,000 stars like as a whole, and they got it done in like a couple of days.
Oh, really? That's great. So
that's pretty unusual for me, though. So I've got it seems like the average is like 3 days, 3 or 4 days, and maybe one of those days will be a full green bar.
Yep.
So pretty sporadic, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, just for the people listening that don't know what we're talking about, so the green bar's usually 30 minutes, isn't it? That's right?
That's right, yeah. So there's a 30-minute bar, and there's like a 15-minute marker.
Yep.
And so you get lots of those, especially the kids that are on the free account.
Yeah, yep.
If they're not on premium, then they might not do a whole half an hour.
Yeah, for sure.
I've got a few students here with like this week looks like 2 30-minute practices and then a bunch of little snippets, right?
Yeah.
Seems to be pretty average.
The little orange little bubbles.
yeah, just little blob.
Yeah.
And then a few that have had a slow week, it looks like. But
yeah, I'll find out, get a few of those where it's like nothing, you know, for a week or something. But I've just tried doing a spreadsheet where I'm actually writing down roughly their practice so I can see each week.
Okay.
So yeah, if it gets to 2 weeks and they haven't touched it, then you know, say, yeah, what's going on type thing.
Yeah, time for a discussion.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't push it on them, but I just say, yeah, it is, because I do teach other things as well. It's like a musician's more of a bonus practice, I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
But okay. I really get them to try and do at least a couple of days a week if they can.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, like I said, it works well just with that. And also the assigned homework works really well.
Yes. Yeah, it's good. And if you can get them interested in the weekly challenges, that's pretty good too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Experience new styles and genres, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been great.
Now,
just yourself, do you have any favorite songs you like to play on Musician?
I've got a lot of favorites. Let's say I have a list of favorites, but then I also have a list of ones that are like, I'm really trying hard because I want to make a YouTube video.
Yep.
Fast Machine.
Yeah, yep, yep. That's a good one.
There's quite a few different levels of it too. I usually set a filter for like level 9 to 15 or whatever, and then I go through and look at which ones I've never tried, and there's not many left. As for actual musician official songs.
Yeah, yep.
In daily, I play, every day probably, I play Sultans of Syncopation and Fast Machine.
So what do you find the main things are for people, just say, playing Musician, the benefits of having the teacher as well?
Yeah, usually when I assign them stuff, it's like, to me, it's like common sense stuff. Usually it's like, this is what you should do next anyway, because, you know, it's laid out so nicely.
Yeah, yep.
But some of them, they won't even practice unless I give them an assignment.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
If it helps motivate them, just seeing that they have received something from a human,
yeah.
Then that's good. But I've been going pretty hard on, I wouldn't say pushing it, but like almost making it a requirement. If a student's going to take lessons with me, I tell them right away, like, we're probably going to work a lot with Musician.
And yeah, yeah.
Let's make sure that they're okay with that, or their parents are okay with that. But
How do you find the parents have been with that? Because I've had a few like, what's this playing games in the, during a lesson? And if they don't know what it's all about, you know what I mean?
Surprisingly, I haven't had any feedback like that.
Oh, good.
Like any negative or questionable. Actually, it's like, oh yeah, my son's already on the iPad all the time, so he's going to love that.
Yeah.
You know, so far it's been fine. I've had a couple parents that I can tell they've gone and researched it a bit first to make sure it's like safe, you know, if it's younger kids,
because
they don't want it to be like a social media platform, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, parents have been pretty receptive. I've had quite a few that will even just go buy premium right away, and I'm like, I didn't even mention it.
Oh, wow.
And then I've got quite a few that I haven't mentioned premium, and they also have just been fine without it. And
yep.
I've been finding lately with some students, I'll also write out some of the Musician songs by hand and just tablature, but just to get them used to reading something off paper. And then, you know, that way they're not just fully attached to the screen, and they could try playing something after their Musician time has run out, or, you know.
Yeah. I've done that as well. I think it was playing in the park. I wrote out three different parts and got like, cause I got some group lessons as well. You know,
so
one would do the melody, one would do the rhythm part, the bass notes, and then the other one, the chords. So that works really well too.
Yeah. I have a young student on YouTube. His name is Musician Youngster.
Okay.
So he's got about, I don't know, 10 videos, and it's all he's just starting from the beginning. Like level 0 on his channel. He's about level 5 in our lessons, but I've been teaching him how to make videos and stuff. And he and I have been working on some videos where he's going to play the songs and I just accompany him on acoustic guitar.
Okay.
Just to show like just a different way to play the tunes. And we've been having fun with that too. So that again, so they're not just always plugged in to Musician all the time.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's really good. Right. I have to check out his channel.
Yeah. He's just gotten into level 2 now, I think, on his channel. He's going chronologically the entire lead path. So, like, even the very first level 0 songs, just because he wanted to do it. So.
Yeah, that's really good. No, I think my kids would love to see that.
Yeah, actually, he's getting lots of nice comments, and he's just gotten 150 subscribers now.
Wow.
Okay, and yeah, about 150. So yeah. He's having fun, and he's even making like a couple dollars on his YouTube ad revenue. He knew I was doing that, so that's why he was curious. And so
yeah.
his mom spoke to me about it and said he wants to start a YouTube channel, and so she's keeping an eye on it too because he's pretty young. He's probably he's got to be like grade 5 or grade 6 in okay. school. So
yeah.
Yeah, anyway, it's pretty neat, and so it's fun because we play quite a lot of the songs together from memory now with just me on the acoustic and him playing.
Yep.
And we want to do a few videos like that so that people could just see another idea, I guess.
Yeah. Right? So with the videos, it's not actually like following the screen, it's actually just playing, performing the songs?
No, it's like my videos. It's got the screen capture, like gold runs of songs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I'm doing most of the editing for him still, like just until he kind of learns. Every week we try and do one video where I kind of just show him how, like the process I go through my videos, and he's starting to do some of the tasks himself now.
Yep.
You know, and then eventually he could just handle it all, right? But
that's great. Yeah.
It's pretty fun. Yeah, it's kind of like. Music media lessons.
yeah, no, it's really, I mean, it's all part of the music industry, I guess, the way it is now, for sure. Yeah, yeah, I mean, they're pretty much the main questions. I mean, sorry, the main things I had, unless you had anything else you wanted to say about the app or anything.
Yeah, no, I just like, I would call it a life changer app for me, like for guitar, because I didn't play guitar as much as I do now. So,
yeah, that's right. All right. Thanks, okay. Jonathan. I'll talk to you soon.
Catch you later.
See ya. Bye bye. And thank you, Jonathan. Another great insight to how teachers can use Yousician. Don't forget to look out for Jonathan's students on YouTube. It's called Yousician Youngster. Now, before we go to my last interview with Alexis, here's a little advert from my sponsors. I want to quickly thank two sponsors. The first one is Custom Guitar Picks, run by Gus. This is one of the quickest service you'll find for custom-made picks. And you can do it all online. Design your own picks. Just head to customguitarpicks.com.au. There you can select the thickness of your pick, the colour, what type of pick you want. You can also upload your own artworks, then submit it online, and it's all done. You can also check out the different categories of other picks to choose from. The other sponsor is Guitar World, run by Mick. Guitar World used to be a shop in the High Street, Northcote. Now Mick is concentrating on repairs, services, and setups. So Mick has been doing all my services for the past 20 years on all my guitars, and every time I get it back, it feels like a brand new guitar. So call Mick on 0476 937 025. All right, now let's go over to one of the guys that's got pretty much all the top scores on Yousician, the one that everyone's trying to beat, the one and only, Alexis Neary from Canada. So we need to start with your Yousician name. Now, I think everyone knows you're on level 100.
yeah, well, it's changed a couple of times. It started off as Alexecutioner, then it changed it to Alexis Yousician, and now it's just my name, Alexis Neary. So, I don't know. It's just changed things up for variety.
Yeah, that's good. So, but how long ago did you get started with Yousician?
Well, actually, I just did, I like to keep up on the, whatever apps and whatever programs are available. And one day I just did a Google search. And back then there was this program. It was browser-based called Guitar Bots.
Yep.
And I think that was about 2013, the beginning of 2013, that I discovered that. I thought that was really, really cool. There was, not a lot of, almost nothing out there. There were some things that were trying to do the same thing.
Mm.
But not a lot. But when I found that, I was blown away by the recognition. I mean, that's, I've tried other apps and other people have tried it. And it's, a recognition has been a difficult thing to get right.
Yeah.
And it seemed like, this was pretty much the best one that I've discovered in as far as recognition goes. And then shortly after that, about a year later, that's when they did the switch over to Yousician. Even before the days of Yousician, I was playing the app.
Yeah, oh, that's excellent. So you're using it with teaching as well?
Here's the thing. it's a difficult market to. I live in a pretty expensive city, so I live in Vancouver, BC, Canada, and actually there was just a study that came out that the cost of living here has now exceeded New York.
Oh well.
So yeah, it's, so I mean, I've tried. It's in you know I've tried actually tried to get some students into it, but it's really difficult because it's pretty expensive here. So when you try to introduce just that one little extra cost, you know, they're already paying for books, they're already paying for monthly lessons. So it's I find it difficult to get people on board with Musician, and I think that's mostly the market. A big part of it is the market here. Where people are just having a hard enough time buying homes, never been making rent, never mind, you know, putting all the kids into lessons. And then if, you know, once I introduce this concept of doing a Musician, it's a bit of a tough sell.
Yeah.
And the reason why it is a tough sell is because, partly because of the reasons I stated, but also perfect case scenario, I would implement the upload feature and put, you know, some of their lessons into the app. And considering that you need to have a subscription to really benefit from all of those things, it's that one little extra step that's a little bit difficult to do with my students.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I actually had, oddly enough, I've actually had some students come in or even customers come into our shop and they said that they play the app, or actually, you know, other students, whether the teachers, recognize me and from online and the YouTube videos that I've done, which is kind of funny.
Yeah. So actually, you're still doing those videos? I know you used to do the weekly challenges.
Yeah. For me, it's the thing that I think that I appreciate about the app is the simple fact that you don't have to be a beginner. You can benefit. The whole feedback thing, you can benefit from that without, you know, no matter how long you've been playing. And for me, it started off really as kind of like, you know, a way of expressing myself at first.
Yeah.
So the very first video I did was just was Flight of the Bumblebee, and that kind of blew me away that you could even have that fast of a song and have the recognition work. So, I mean, that sort of was like almost like an experiment of just exploring, you know, expressing myself in as far as the context of YouTube videos. And I thought I enjoyed playing the app, so why not combine my, you know, those two things together of just doing things for myself, but at the same time, dipping my finger into the, you know, YouTube pool and see if there were other people interested in this kind of thing. So it started from that, and then it just sort of grew from there into other things and exploring other avenues.
Yeah, that's good. Because I remember when you used to do the weekly challenges and, you know, break them down. But unfortunately, when I was live, it was like 5 a.m. in the morning here, so I couldn't.
Right.
Have to watch
Yeah, it's a tough thing to do with so many different time differences for people to watch. So, yeah. But that was actually really good for me as well, just to something I've never really done before. It's kind of, you know, putting yourself on the spotlight a little bit. And, you know, it actually explaining things to other people really helped myself. You know, and hopefully I hope that it helped other people as well. I mean, that was obviously a big part of the goal.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even for myself, just, you know, getting a few things out of it was really good. And having yourself doing the bass and guitar as well, so it was really good.
Yeah, that really pushed me, as I'm not really the greatest bass player, but it was pretty challenging, but I enjoyed doing it.
Yeah. So you've been teaching for a while now, like full time?
I've been teaching for about 25 years, about that. Anyway, I'd have to really think about how long, but I've been playing guitar for, you know, quite a long time.
Yep.
And I got into teaching pretty soon after even learning, even though maybe I wasn't exactly qualified for it, but I did anyway. So yeah, I've been teaching for quite a while. So this is, you know, the Musician thing, and the whole video thing was just sort of like a next step, extension of doing so.
Yeah. So do you do other things as well, like other video, you know, tutorials for yourself and your students?
Not so much. I mean, like I said, that's not... It's for whatever reason, the market that I'm in, it really hasn't caught on and stuff like that. And the other aspect of it is that we live in a different era now where my students are video recording me right in the lesson, right? I mean, we all, you know, you'll have a 10-year-old student, but in their pocket is this supercomputer where they can just, you know, grab it and take a video of whatever you're doing. So it's the whole notion of teaching just is constantly evolving. It's hard to keep track of where it's going to go. So,
and as far as band work, so you're still doing band work now as well?
Here and there, I sub out to local bands that do typical kind of like weddings, casino gigs and whatnot. Yeah. I used to do quite a bit of that kind of work and casino works and weddings and whatnot, but got pretty burnt out with that. In 2014, I also did two tours. I did 19 cities in North America, and I think it was 26 in China. So
oh, wow.
that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, who was that with?
The artist's name is Wanting. She's a Chinese artist that lives here locally in Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, life-changing experience.
Yeah, for sure. So do you have any recordings out of your own?
Yeah, for sure. There's my stuff is unfortunately at the moment pretty scattered and all over the place. I do have, you know, a SoundCloud. I have a number of YouTube channels. I have one that's called Under Executioner where I just do covers.
Okay.
And I have one that's just my name where I have some of the stuff that I'm written, but I am working on putting like together at least an EP.
Yep.
To release. But I'm going to be releasing more of that stuff. And this last week, actually, I've been pretty busy. I wrote three new pieces. So,
oh, wow.
You know, things are looking brighter on that scope.
Yeah, that's very good. Is that just instrumental or with vocals?
Yeah, instrumental. Yeah. I can sing.
Yep.
And, you know, when I'm in bands, that's I do the backup singing. But I'm not much for being a lead vocalist, per se.
Yeah. No, I'm the same. Consider myself more of a guitarist / singer.
Yeah.
Even now, you know, on the weekends, that's what I do. I do solo gigs, sing and play, but still consider myself as a guitarist.
Right. Same here.
Yeah.
That's what I feel the most comfortable with as far as expressing myself.
Yeah, for sure. Now, just back to musician. So, I mean, I think everyone knows that you're the one of the top people up in the leaderboards. Everyone's trying to get past. But so with those, do you still get on them now, and like especially the weekly challenges, I guess. So I suppose you've mastered all the other missions.
Well, I mean, that's the thing that's great about the app is as much as I've done many, you know, I can't say that I've played every song in the app by any means, but I've played a lot of them and most of them. But what's great about it is again for me as someone who's, you know, quote unquote an established musician, is that it's constantly new material.
Yep.
So it's no matter how good you are, learning new material in a very short period of time is very challenging, and it makes you a better player, especially when you have a time limit of a week. You have a week, and many times I'm trying to win that week. I'm trying to, you know, get the top score, and that's a lot of work to just, you know, concentrate on, you know, two songs and try to just slave away, try to nail them, you know, and not even nail them better than everybody else. That's a lot of work and a lot of focus.
Yeah.
But also, you know, uploading my own stuff, even if I'm through with that, even if I don't even want to play a single song in the app ever again, the upload feature is awesome. That you can, you know, I can continue to use the app without playing a single musician song and get so much benefit out of it because I can create my own material.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a time factor as well, getting the backings and recording it down.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've done that, and in fact, you know, through this whole process of uploading, it's actually helped my recording for my own stuff to do things faster and faster and faster. So
yeah, very good. Now I look forward to hearing your original stuff.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I'd put a few of my originals into the app as well. So
you have already?
Yeah, I have already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's one called Infected Wisdom, and then there's one called Car, with capital letters, CAR.
Yep.
And I've put little bits and pieces of other things. I've even put my own personal exercises into the app, and they're public.
Mm.
So it's if you are a glutton for punishment and you want to see what I actually, you know, I'm working on what my practice kind of concepts are, you can go check that out. So it's pretty out there what,
yep,
you know, what I'm working on and available for all to see what kind of things that I'm struggling with myself even.
Yeah, oh, that's excellent. So as far as yourself, what are your main influences in the guitar?
I'd have to say, as much as I'm not saying I'm ashamed of it, but yeah. I have to say it's a big part of it is probably Joe Satriani. In the sense of even subconsciously. While yes, I grew up listening to Joe Satriani and learning a lot of his songs, I never really so much wanted to sound like him per yeah, se. Yeah. And I think I do have my own sound.
Yeah.
At least I hope I do. But at the same time, I hear, you know, I know he's influenced me, and every time I write something, I kind of see a little bit of Joe in what I do.
Yeah.
I guess the first influence, as far as guitar goes, is probably Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
I was pretty obsessed with Iron Maiden as a kid. Just learned, you know, every song, every solo on, you know, all of their albums as they came out.
Yeah.
And I went to Joe Satriani, then Steve Vai, and yeah. And whatnot. So.
Oh, excellent! Oh, all the good players.
Yeah, well, and that's debatable, I guess. But sort of the typical shred players that people are familiar with.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely the ones I grew up with, and also Eddie Van Halen, but I couldn't play as near as good as any of them.
Well, not many people can.
Yeah.
I loved Eddie Van Halen's playing and whatnot, but I, for whatever reason, never tried to learn or emulate his style. So
yeah.
I sort of always was like, appreciated him as a non-musician almost, rather than a guitar player.
Yeah, 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 no, exactly what I mean. That's good. Well, they're pretty much the main things with a musician, unless you have any other tips for people on a musician trying to beat your scores.
In the app, it's outside of the app, is yep. breaking things down and doing it in small chunks. Go into the practice mode. Don't neglect that. I think one thing people do a lot is they just go play the song from beginning to end, and then they wonder, you know, how can this person get such a gigantic score on this thing? And it's, that's one thing I tried to show in my streams, is that look, the same thing that I tell my students, I'm still doing. The things that I advise a student to do, it's not like I'm above that and I don't do that anymore because I'm so good. It's like, no, that's exactly what I still do.
Yeah.
I break it down, I put it into small chunks, and I try to get little bits and pieces down really clear in my head first. So for anybody that's really trying to get those higher scores, that's one thing that I would suggest, and also groove with it. I mean, it's a hard thing to describe and teach someone, but you know, when you feel it, when you really, really feel it, that's when you know you're going to get those scores.
Yep.
Because you know you're tight. You know, you don't have to look at the screen, and you can watch some of my videos. A lot of the time I'm not looking at the screen, especially, you know, some of them I had to have them memorized. So without even looking at the screen, I already knew it was a gold star run because I could just feel it. So easy thing to tell people to do, but takes a lot of practice to achieve that.
Yeah, oh, that's a great point. All right, well, thank you very much again.
All right, well, thanks for having me, Adam, and it was a pleasure to do this.
Yeah, I'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And thank you once again, Alexis. We really look forward to hearing his original stuff. Hopefully we'll get him on a future podcast to talk about his new album or EP. So thanks again, everyone, for listening. Tune in next Wednesday, where I have my interview with Ian Archibald, where we break down his new album and he gives a bit of an insight to some of the songs and demonstrates some of the riffs he uses and techniques. And please don't forget to rate, review, and share this podcast. So until then, keep jamming.